Welcome to the first edition of Get to Know a Local Better, short segments within the Grit Northwest podcast designed to help you better understand the various trades, projects, and work environments of our brothers and sisters in the 6th State Northwest Carpenters Union. Our guest today is Josh Bolton, president of the Fightin' 1243 in Fairbanks, Alaska. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. This is our first segment, actually, of the Get to Know a Local Better. I couldn't think of a more remote place than Fairbanks, Alaska, and the president of the 1243 to start things off with. So how is the weather up in Fairbanks right now?
We're starting to get ready for winter now. It's about 20 degrees, 25 for highs the last few days. About 2 inches of snow on the ground right now.
How many members in the 1243?
We typically hover right around 300. When there's a lot of work, we'll bump up to 320, 325 or so. It's pretty high for us.
In 1243, you're the general carpenters.
Yeah, our guys don't really focus on any one task just because of the work seasons. If you're just, if you only do drywall, then you're only going to have a job for maybe 2 months a year. So our people really have to be well-rounded and be able to work the job start to finish to stay employed.
So what type of work are you doing up there in Fairbanks and that? How big of a geographic area do you spread out to do the work?
1243's jurisdiction is from the 63rd parallel north. So if you look at a map or if you read the last Grit magazine, you saw a job site in Toke Junction. That would be right about where that 63rd parallel comes through. So everything north of there is 1243, and that's roughly 350,000 square miles.
Wow, that's a big area. 353,000 square miles and 300 members. And again, what type of projects are you involved with? Are you doing a lot of infrastructure type work?
A lot of our work in our area is infrastructure. We've got a couple of Army bases, a couple of Air Force bases, and a lot of work tied to our missile defense system for the whole country.
How many apprentices do you have in the 1243?
We have 40 apprentices right now, which is pretty average for us, sometimes a little higher. Sometimes we fall a little below that.
Okay. And does your training happen year round for your apprentices, or is it more seasonal and you try to really bust out the work during the summer months?
Yeah, we train in 6-week blocks, and those typically go from October till early July. And then July, August, September, we try to keep everybody out in the field working steady.
And when you're not working up in Fairbanks, what's the average carpenter do for recreation?
A lot of snow machining.
So winter months are start right around now, the middle of October, and go till, say, April?
Yeah, April, May starts getting pretty nice. June and July are really the two nicest months, and then we start heading the other direction again.
And I know a lot of our members would probably wonder, what are some of the crazier things you see up there on your job sites? Are there moose, caribou walking through your job sites occasionally?
Occasionally, yeah. It's moose especially. We even get them here at the training center. We can be outside working on a project and have to bring everybody in because there's a moose in the yard. So
wow, and so people usually think that grizzly bears are a dangerous species to watch out for, but you're saying moose?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they're large animals and they move pretty quick.
Again, I know a lot of members probably wonder what the hunting and fishing is like up in Fairbanks.
Pretty good hunting in our area. You do have to go a little ways outside of Fairbanks. As far as fishing goes, we're kind of right in the center of the state, so mostly river fishing. If you want to do any ocean fishing, you got to go pretty far south from us.
Are there any other locals up around your way, or are you just standing alone there in Fairbanks?
Closest would be 1281 in Anchorage.
Well, Josh, before we wrap up, what do you think the number one concern of your members is as far as being in an organized labor, being part of the UBC?
I think for us here, and maybe a lot of areas, it's right to work. We're trying to make sure that doesn't happen here. It does seem to get brought up as a topic every so often. So we're really keeping a close eye on that and doing everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's for sure. We've got to keep that out of our council, out of our country. And the best way we can do that is to support those candidates that support the working class. Hey, Josh, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Joe. It was nice to talk to you.
Our guest today has been Josh Bolton from the local 1243 in Fairbanks, Alaska. If you're interested in hearing your local featured on the show, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to join the Grit Nation by clicking on the hyperlink in the show notes. You'll be kept up to date on special offers and promotions only available to Grit Nation members. Until next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.